You know that feeling. Settling in, ready to stream something great, maybe a movie, maybe that show everyone's talking about. Just zoning out in your digital world.
Oh yeah, totally. It's like the modern way to unwind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what happens when that comfort zone kind of shatters? When the streaming service you trust suddenly gives you this cold dose of reality about your data?
Yeah, it's jarring.
So today, we're not just, scratching the surface. We're going to really dig into a recent security incident. We're talking about Plex, a major name in media streaming. They've recently announced a pretty significant security incident. And look, this isn't just about one service failing. It really hits home. It's about our digital lives, the info we hand over, and just staying secure online.
It's a constant challenge.
Right. So our mission here in this deep dive is to go past the headlines. We want to understand exactly what went down with this Plex breach, what specific user info got compromised, and crucially, what you need to do, like right now, to protect your accounts.
Actionable steps are key.
Definitely. And we'll also look at the bigger picture, cybersecurity, user trust, it's all connected. For this, we've been looking at the official advisories from Plex themselves, plus some detailed reports, expert takes on the breach.
Yeah, it gives us a pretty solid view of things.
Okay, so to really get it, we need to know how this happened. How did they get in? What did the reports say about that initial intrusion?
Well, the sources say an unauthorized third party managed to access what Plex calls a limited portion of their customer database.
Limited portion, right.
Okay. It seems like it wasn't random. They specifically targeted and stole authentication data from one of Plex's servers.
Authentication data. That sounds important.
It is. Plex did act quickly once they found out, tried to contain it. And, to their credit, they've been pretty open admitting that valuable user data was accessed.
Okay, so it sounds scary, but let's pin down exactly what they got. What data are we talking about?
That really is the crucial question for everyone using Plex. The breach definitely resulted in the theft of, well, several key types of user data.
Like what?
Okay, so email addresses, that's a big one, immediately puts users at risk for targeted phishing, those scam emails and just more spam.
Right, the phishing risk is real.
Totally.
Right.
Then usernames were also compromised. And those, if you combine them with other info that might be out there publicly, can be used in identity theft attempts.
Makes sense. What else?
Crucially, hashed passwords were stolen, and also some additional authentication data stuff used to verify accounts and grant access.
Okay, emails, usernames, hashed passwords, authentication data. That's a decent amount for attackers to work with.
It really is.
But what about, the super sensitive stuff like credit cards? Is that at risk? People always worry about that.
Absolutely. And look, there's a small bit of good news there. Plex confirmed that no payment card information was part of this breach.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they don't store that financial data directly on their servers. They use third-party processors, which is, standard practice.
Standard, yeah. So while that's a relief, it definitely doesn't make the other risks go away. The stolen data is still valuable.
Okay, let's talk about those hash passwords. You mentioned that. It sounds technical, but you said it's a key security thing.
Exactly. It's not just jargon. Hashing basically means your password isn't stored as, plain text like password 123.
Right.
Instead, it gets run through a mathematical function and it's converted into this scrambled, encrypted format, a unique string of characters.
Like a code.
Sort of, yeah. Think of it like a one-way street. You put the password in, it spits out the hash, but you can't easily take the hash and figure out the original password. Plex says they used industry best practices here.
Okay.
So even if someone steals the database, they don't immediately have everyone's actual passwords. It's a really important defense layer.
That sounds pretty secure then. If it's hashed, scrambled,
Yeah.
am I totally safe? Or is there still a risk?
That's where it gets a bit more complicated, and it's really important to understand this. Hashing is good protection, a lot better than plain text, but it's not like a magic shield. Especially against determined attackers with lots of computing power.
How so?
Well, Plex hasn't said exactly which hashing algorithm they used, and that lack of detail, it does raise some concern.
Why does the specific algorithm matter?
Because some are much stronger than others, and we also don't know for sure if they used salting properly, that's adding random data to each password before hashing it, which makes cracking much harder. Without those details.
They're hard to know how tough the hashes really are.
Exactly. Cyber criminals, if they have the resources, can still try to crack these hashes. They use things like brute force attacks, trying millions of combinations or dictionary attacks, using common words and passwords, comparing the hashes until they find a match.
Wow. Okay.
So this leads to that critical question. If my password is hashed, why do I still absolutely, positively need to change it? Because while hashing makes it much, much harder for attackers, it doesn't make it impossible, especially for the sophisticated ones. It's basically a race against time and their computing power.
Got it. So hashing helps, but don't rely on it alone. Change the password.
Precisely.
And that brings us right to the main point. What you need to do now, Plex's advice here is crystal clear. They're telling all users, everyone, to reset their passwords, just as a precaution.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you think your account was specifically hit or not.
It's just better safe than sorry. Don't wait on this. So for those of you logging in the old-fashioned way, username and password, you need to go to plex.tvset, like right away.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make that new password, make sure you check the box that says sign out connected devices after password change. This is super important.
It really is. Don't skip that.
Because it kicks out anyone who might already be logged in using your old credentials. Then you'll have to log back in on all your gadgets, your TV, phone, tablet, computer, with the new password.
It secures the account and boots out any potential lurkers. It's like changing the locks and making sure no one is hiding inside.
Good analogy. Yeah, a lot of people forget that second part. Just changing the password isn't quite enough.
Exactly. You need to terminate those old sessions.
Okay, now what about people using single sign-on? You know, logging in with Google or Apple or Facebook.
Right, SSO users. The process is a bit different, but just as vital. You need to go to Plex.tv Security.
Plex.tv Security. Got it.
And there, you'll see an option to sign out of all devices. Click that. Since Google or Apple handles your main login, you're not resetting a Plex password itself.
Ah.
But signing out everywhere forces all your devices to re-authenticate next time they connect to Plex. Then you just log back in using your usual Google, Apple, whatever credentials. It achieves the same goal, kicking out any potentially compromised sessions.
Makes sense. So reset or sign out, depending on how you log in.
Correct. But beyond just the immediate password fixes, there are other security steps everyone should really consider for long-term protection. Well, two-factor authentication, 2FA. Plex strongly encourages enabling it.
That second code you get on your phone.
Exactly. It adds this extra really powerful layer of security. So even if someone somehow gets your new password, they still need that code from your phone or authenticator app to get in.
Makes it much harder for them.
Significantly harder, yeah. It's one of the best things you can do for account security, not just on Plex, but everywhere.
Okay, 2FA is a big one. What else? We know email addresses were leaked.
Right. So email vigilance is absolutely critical now. You need to be super suspicious of emails claiming to be from Plex, especially if they ask for passwords or, heaven forbid, credit card info. Plex will never ask for that via email.
So any email asking for that is basically a scam, a phishing attempt.
100% fraudulent. Always, always go directly to the official Plex.tv website yourself by typing it in your browser if you need to check something or make changes. Don't click links in emails, no matter how legit they look.
Good advice. Easy to get tricked.
It really is. And another good habit, periodically check your active sessions. Go into your account security settings on Plex, on your bank, email, everything important, and look at the list of logged in devices or active sessions.
See who's connected.
Yeah. If you see a device or a location you don't recognize, log it out immediately. It could be a sign someone else has access.
Okay, that's proactive. Now, the password reuse problem, this breach highlights it again, doesn't it?
Oh, massively. This is probably the single most important takeaway for listeners beyond the immediate Plex actions.
Go on.
If you used your Plex password or even a similar one on any other website or service, you need to change those passwords immediately and make sure every single online account has its own unique, strong password.
It's like that master key analogy you used, right? One key gets stolen.
And suddenly everything is vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have unique keys, unique passwords, then a breach at Plex only affects Plex. It contains the damage. Password reuse turns one company's problem into your massive cascading problem across your whole digital life.
It's inconvenient to manage so many passwords, though.
It absolutely is, but it's necessary. A password manager tool can make this so much easier. It generates strong, unique passwords for every site and remembers them for you. It's a worthwhile investment.
Okay, good point. Let's shift back to Plex's response. They said they fixed the vulnerability, right?
They stated they've addressed the vulnerability that allowed the breach, yes.
But they didn't say how the attackers got in, specifically?
No, the specific technical details about the attack method haven't been made public. And while it's good they patched the hole, that lack of detail can be, well, a bit unsatisfying. Users and security folks often want to understand the root cause.
And connecting this to the bigger picture, didn't something similar happen to Plex before?
That's the really worrying part, yes. If you look back, this isn't Plex's first time dealing with something like this. Not even close.
Oh.
Our sources point out a really troubling pattern. Back in August 2022, there was an almost identical security incident. Authentication data, hashed passwords, compromised in a very similar way.
Wow. August 2022. So barely 2 years ago.
Exactly. And the fact that these breaches are so similar, recurring like this, it really highlights some ongoing cybersecurity challenges they might be facing.
It raises questions, doesn't it? Like, were the fixes after the 2022 breach enough? Did they really get to the root cause then?
Those are precisely the questions being asked. Experiencing such similar breaches suggests maybe not. Or perhaps they're just constantly playing whack-a-mole with certain types of vulnerabilities instead of maybe a deeper architectural fix.
And that repetition, that must hurt user trust. Right?
Absolutely. Data breaches always erode user confidence. But repeated breaches, especially similar ones, that really damages the company's reputation. It makes users question their commitment to security, how much they're investing, how effective their audits are.
Yeah, I can see that.
And look, the streaming business handles so much personal data. Viewing habits, account details, trust is everything. Maintaining robust security isn't just good practice. It's essential for keeping users and staying compliant with regulations.
A pattern of breaches like this could lead to people leaving, more regulatory scrutiny.
Exactly. It signals there might be a deeper, maybe systemic issue, rather than just bad luck or a single sophisticated attack. It suggests they need a more proactive, maybe more fundamental approach to security.
Okay, let's quickly recap some common worries people might have. Just to be super clear, payment info, credit cards.
Not compromised in this breach. Plex doesn't store it on those servers.
And the advice to change passwords?
Applies to everyone. All users. No exceptions. Just do it.
And because emails were leaked, be extra careful about.
Phishing emails, yes. Be incredibly skeptical of emails asking for info or telling you to click urgent links. Verify everything independently on the official Plex site.
Plex might send official notifications, but don't trust links in email.
Correct. Go directly to plex.tv or plex.tv set yourself. That simple step is your best defense against getting phished.
Okay. Now, after something like this happens, people often feel overwhelmed, right? Trying to manage all this security stuff.
Definitely. It's complex. Passwords, 2FA, checking sessions. It's a lot for the average person.
And our sources mentioned something interesting here, the rise of cybersecurity help, not just for big companies, but for individuals too.
Yeah, it highlights a growing need. People realize they can't always manage this alone. Services are popping up, like Technegian mentioned in the source material, that offer expert help.
What kind of help?
Things like setting up robust password management across all your accounts, implementing multi-factor authentication properly everywhere it's needed, doing security checkups or audits, even training on how to spot phishing.
So basically bringing professional-level security advice and tools to regular people and small businesses.
Exactly. It's about bridging that knowledge gap, giving people access to expertise to properly defend themselves in what's become a really complex and honestly pretty dangerous online world.
It shows there's a whole support system developing, which is probably a good thing for people feeling lost in all this, getting expert guidance when the stakes are this high.
Right. It's less about a specific product and more about accessing that expertise.
So wrapping this up,
mm-hmm.
What does this Plex incident really tell us about our relationship with all these digital services we use every day?
I think it's a really stark reminder, isn't it? This isn't just about Plex messing up. It shows that in our super connected world, security is this shared responsibility.
Shared? How so?
Companies absolutely have to do their part. Build secure systems, respond properly to breaches. But ultimately, the steps we take as users, strong, unique passwords, 2FA, vigilance, that's our own personal firewall.
So we can't just rely on the companies.
No, we have to be active participants in our own security. The real question this raises isn't just what should Plex do better, but maybe how careful are we being with every service we trust with our data?
That makes you think. What other service that we trust could be next? And are we actually prepared?
That's the provocative thought, isn't it? How prepared are you personally for the next inevitable breach notice?
It's a sobering thought. So the key takeaway really is to apply these principles unique passwords, 2FA, being suspicious of unsolicited requests, apply that everywhere online.
That's your best defense across the board.
Well, thanks for breaking that all down. Really appreciate the insights.
Happy to help clarify. Stay safe out there.
Definitely. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, and please stay secure.